Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today we're going to talk about the different frequencies that make up our system, especially your home note, your soul note, your voice note, and the note of love, and the chord they make. Okay. So our intention today is that you may find the perfect harmony of all of your notes that make you up. And being in to be you would be the deal, right? Before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got an open house happening August 29th, Sunday, August 29th from 1 to 6 here in Sausalito and just north of San Francisco. So if you can make it out, if you're in the area, it's we need to RSVP so we don't have too many people. Masks required. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We'll be doing meditations. We'll be playing with all the instruments. And everybody gets to go on the sound table as well. Even if you're not interested in classes, you get blissed out. You get blissed out, right? So that's August 29th. Our next semester online starts August 17th, and that's two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific, and Saturdays 10 to 1 Pacific. And it's all about how to use sound to heal yourself, heal others, change the world, how it all works based on vibration, which is the most basic aspect of reality. Right. It's also, you learn many skills and techniques to be able to work and do a career in this field, right? Or add it to whatever you're doing as well. You can do open up your own practice doing treatments. You can work in therapy centers or hospitals. You can also do sound baths or do workshops as well. There's a whole range of things we have on our site that you could do, including research. Right. So that's the online program. We also have the Institute version in person here in Sausalito starting September 8th. And it's half online and half here at the Institute. The classes that are done online are just the lectures, so they're no different. The ones at the Institute are where we do like weekend meditations or sound journeys. And we also practice a lot with the equipment we have here at the Institute. So you work on other people. Also at the Institute, you have to do a sound bath. You actually do a little concert for everybody as well. So it's much more interactive. If you can't make it, online works really well. But if you can, it's very cool here at the Institute. And then the rest is online for the lectures. And you can start the online part anytime, right? So that's the certificate program. It's all about how sound works at every level of reality, especially for the body, right? And then we've got our recording program that just started. You could jump in, actually. You'd have to do a little catch up. It's online, and it's how to use a digital audio workstation. We use Pro Tools, but it works for, it transfers to Ableton Live or Logic or any digital audio workstation as well. So you can find all of the classes, let me show you, at soundhealingcenter.com. And there's links to the school where we have all the classes and online and at the Institute. Then there's also a link to the store where we have over 300 instruments and we have books and videos and crystal bowls and alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls, and tuning forks, all types of technologies like sound tables and sound lounges and things that vibrate you really, really intensely. And so that's all of our stuff. And then we have the Sound Therapy Center with a wide range of treatments. The main ones we're doing is voice analysis, which we can do over the phone or over Zoom. And then we also have an assessment that we're going to be talking a bit about to find your home note, where you're at peace, and then we can get your brainwave CDs tuned to you in delta for sleep, in case you're not sleeping well, or theta for relaxation and creative downloads, in case you're not being very creative these days. And then alpha for learning and sports and presence. And then beta for overcoming ADD and just being able to think clearly. Right? And gamma for listening out and connecting all of the lobes of the brain. Right? So those brainwave CDs are much better when we tune them to you. So that assessment is to figure out what notes to tune it to, so it makes it exactly like your brain would normally work. Really good for overcoming anxiety and depression, and we're using it for dementia and also for autism as well. Also a sound therapy center. Then we have the Research Foundation, where we're working with full range of issues of sleep and autism, ADD, and a lot of the things we just mentioned, right? But also we have in the Sound Healing Research Foundation, we have the Medical Sound Association. And the Medical Sound Association has a full range of treatment plans for a lot of different issues, including anxiety, grief, depression, trauma, dementia, right? And so we've been working on these for many years with the students having to come up with treatment plans. So they're really well reformed. You can check that out. We also have the Sound Education Center, where we have over 500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years old. And these are really well-refined exercises. We're also going to be starting classes for free for kids, mostly 3 to 6 and 6 to 12, in about a month. So if you're interested, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, and we'll send you the information. We have a whole association, and a lot of the people in the association are going to be doing the classes of all of these exercises that we spent 3 years to come up with. And also, we've got a couple of previous students who are now, one's opening up their own school down in Cupertino, and is going to be using a lot of the techniques that we came up with here. And one in Arizona now that's actually going to be teaching these techniques in the school. So if you know any schools that might be interested, we're off and running now. So that's the soundeducationcenter.com. Right? So you can always find everything at the soundhealingcenter.com and the links to everything I just mentioned. Right? Okay. So today, we're talking about all the different notes within our system, right? The main notes, right? Because we've talked about the 70 trillion frequencies of the cells, right? Let's talk about the main notes. We've also just recently talked about the home note or soul note. I want to talk a little bit more about that. You know, the way I find it is I play each of the 12 notes, and I see which one makes you the most peaceful, calm, and still, right? And then I have you tune in to which one is most grounding, and also I watch. And what I'm looking for is your breathing, right? Because you actually breathe in rhythm with your home note. One thing a lot of people don't realize is if you take a note and cut it in half in frequency, you get an octave below. It's the same note at a different octave. But if you keep going down, it actually becomes a rhythm. Same with a rhythm. If you double a rhythm, ma 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 ma, and keep doubling it, it's the same note, ma 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 ma, and then it will become a frequency when you double it enough. Right? Ma 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 ma. Right? So rhythms are actual notes, just octavized down. Right? Once you get below 20 hertz, it's a rhythm. When you're above 20 hertz, it's a frequency. Right? But technically, rhythms are frequencies. Like 1 hertz is 1 cycle per second. That's a rhythm. 1001, 1002. Right? So what we're talking about is finding both your note and your rhythm. And that would be your metabolism. It's like an average of your heart rate when you're at rest, and brainwave rate. We have to average out your heart rate to get that exact rhythm, because heart rate goes up and down. Right? But the brainwave is pretty stable when you're in the zone. It doesn't go up and down. So we're really looking for that rhythm of you. Right? And there's been doing it a really long time, so for 10 years now, so I've gotten really good at finding it. And it's interesting to find that note. It's easy to find that note in people that are really present. Right? If someone's got a lot of thoughts jumping around, you know, or anxiety or anything, you know, even just thoughts where they're a little scattered, you know, then it's hard to pin it down because there's different vibrations in the system. But when you're present, your rhythm, your own metabolism naturally resonates through. So I want to show you how to find it with people that are really present. So let's start with Eckhart Tolle, right? Okay. So what we're talking about here is not the voice note. We're gonna talk about that shortly here. We're talking about a person's metabolism, not their voice. So when I play this video, I'm going to have the sound turned off because we're not looking for the voice note. And some people actually speak in the key of their home note, like Eckhart Tolle, I think, does. And but most people don't. Most people don't. It's a different note, your voice note versus your home note. Okay. So let's listen. Let's watch Eckhart Tolle if you're on video here. Check him out. We'll just watch for a second and see if you can discern a note. Okay, we're just doing this into it, and I'll find it pretty quickly. There it is. Right? That's his note, right? I would say, right? So I'm going to play with this and just see what you come up with. Right? Let's try now the Dalai Lama, right? Okay, so here's the Dalai Lama.
Right? Thousand for one.
No sound. That's what I get. Okay. Now let's do Gangaji. Gangaji is very present. Right? Here's what I get for Gangaji. Let me turn off sound. Same note, just an octave. Now listen to her voice, because her voice, she does speak, I think, in the key of her home note. It happened to be the same, so check it out.
And when the thought says, I can't stop, That's as if someone comes up to you and says, I have to talk to you. I can't stop. You just say, it's a silent retreat. See? Just then, in that moment. Right?
Seems to work.
What's external is internal. What's internal is external. So when a conversation starts in your mind...
So if you listen, her voice is da-da-da-da. No, that's the home note of the key of her voice.
Just stop.
Da-da-da-da-da.
And when the thought says, I can't stop, that's his...
So that's the home note, which is different than the voice note. But again, look, I think these guys actually speak, at least Eckhart Tolle and Gangaji speak in their voice note. Now, let me talk about the voice note for a second, because that's quite different normally. The voice note is the key that you sing in when you speak. Everybody sings when they speak, right? Some people sing really interesting songs, and other people sing boring songs, they can be, you know, especially when someone's about to die, they stay on the same note the whole time because they don't have enough energy to get off it, right? And so that since we're singing when we speak, we are singing in a certain key. I sing in the key of G, right, when I speak, right? And so it's really cool and helpful to find the note that you sing, the key that you sing in, especially if you're going to tone along with something or tone with a bowl. It's nice to have a bowl that is in the key of your voice because the note that you the key that you sing in, which is a note, is the easiest note for you to make sound with. Right? So if you just open your mouth and do a sound like, ah, ah, just breathe out and don't sing, just make the, with the least amount of energy, make a sound that is normally the note. Ah, ah, right? You can also find it by playing with different notes and noticing which one's really easy. Like, let me find mine. Ooh, ooh, there it is. Ooh, that's the one that's the easiest for me to sing. Ooh. You can play, you can just feel tension in your cheeks and your voice and until you get to the right one, and then it has no tension, right? And so that's the key of my voice right there. Now, what's interesting is when we express love, we go to the home note of the key of our voice that we sing in, right? So it's like this. I'm going to go to a lower note of that same key, a lower octave, I should say. Like when I say this, okay, it's like I really love my kitty, kitty, ooh, hey, right? It's just an octave below what I just sang, kitty, right? Most people, not all, go to the home note of the key of their voice when they express love, really love my kitty, right? Some people go to the musical fifth when they express love. Right. I love my kitty. 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 Right? I love my kitty. Right? So that's also where we go when we express sincerity. I'm totally telling the truth, right? I'm being totally honest. Although politicians have this down, I'm totally lying, right? And you totally trust them because you have to be relaxed to be able to go to the home note of the key of your voice, right? And if you're not relaxed, you don't go there. So we use that, we commonly use that to to tell if someone is telling the truth. But some people have figured that out, and they use their voice to make it sound like they're telling the truth, right? So you have to watch it. But for most people, we do go to the home note when we're sincere, right? Or when we're in love. I really love you. I really love you. Right? Okay. So that's a different note than the home note of you. That is a voice note, right? The actual key that you sing in when you speak. Now, there's a lot of people in the field that use that to find what they call the, you know, signature note or the note where you're at peace. I've come to, after like 20 years of finding these notes, I've come to believe and know that they're two different notes, right? Although, as I said, some people actually speak in the same key as their home note. Listen to Eckhart Tolle, let's see, and listen to the key of his voice.
There's the egoic entity, the me, consisting of thought.
That's his home note.
And this little me, the person, the historical person, is never at ease for very long. And many egos are.
That's the key that he sings in, right? And so he's really got a really relaxing voice because he's speaking in the home note of the key of his voice. He goes to it a lot, but that's also, I believe, where his home note of his being is as well, right? His body, that is, right? Okay. So those are two of the notes, your home note and the voice note. Then we have, actually, let me play a song before we continue here. And then we're going to find the note of love for you. Okay. So here's a song called Reconnection. Because really what we're talking about, and the whole talk here is all about reconnecting to yourself. And it's interesting, you know, in the open houses and in workshops and conferences over the last 20 years, I ask people, how many people know where home is? And I'm not even talking about the note. I'm talking about where you're at peace, right? So you know when you're off. And it's amazing that only less than half of the people know when they're at home, right? When they're themselves, right? So this song is called Reconnection, and the intention is reconnecting to you, whatever that is. It's just you, right? It could be your point of awareness, your soul, your home note, just you. Okay, so enjoy this, Reconnection. it's interesting in that song, the way I produced it is by starting out with a lot of synthesis, you know, electronics, and then ending up with just natural instruments. So you can think of it as that way, as getting back to yourself is really about getting back to the natural essence, which is you connected to nature more than anything, right? The third note that I want to talk about is your note of love for you. So I'll stop sharing here. So the note of love is not the note we're talking about that we just talked about as far as the voice. It's the note of the essence of love. Because if you find it with your voice, you're finding the key of your voice, which has to do with the size of your body even, right? And size of your vocal cords, right? Whereas the note of love, there's another note of love that is not based on the voice, and that is the essence of love. So this is the way we find it. So just tune in to the energy of love. Bring love into your heart now. And feel it completely. If you have any trouble, you might have to think of a time when you were totally resonating the energy of love. You may have to peel away the person. Right? And just bring that energy of love into your heart completely. Now, if that love energy had a frequency, go up and down in your head silently and find it without making a sound, right? Just go up and down, play with it until you get a sound going in your head that matches that love, right? Again, can't really get it wrong. This is just play, you know, and when you practice this, you get really good at it, so you can find it easily, right? And I've gotten where I don't even have to go up and down in frequency. I just go right to it. This is the note of love for me. I got to feel it. That's a really good one to play with because, you know, maybe there's a note of love out there that is the same for everybody, right? But I know it's not 528C, right? Because Leonard Horowitz now admits there's no research behind 528. 432 hertz, supposed to be the heart meridian. That's not necessarily love. And they say there's a actual frequency of love in our entire solar system, right? But some people even say it's deep, right? But when we do tests, which we've been doing for 15 years in classes, people come up with different notes. There is no consistency at all. People are all over the place. They span the full range of 12 notes, right? And so it's really cool to find it for you because you can then use an instrument tuned to that note, or you could even pull up that note on a tuning, get a tuning fork or pull it up online. There's like tone generators online, onlinetonegenerator.com, right? And just play that note to help you reconnect to love. Or the best part is when you have a note and love that are connected, you create a stronger resonant field, not only in your body, so you feel it more, but also you put that out to the world, right? So that's the whole point of using sound and emotions together, is to create a stronger field that affects your entire body and puts that out to the world in a much stronger way and helps change the world because we're all connected through the quantum field through entanglement, right? So the more you put out this higher emotion or nice emotion, right, positive emotion, the more it actually will affect people around the planet. You know how you're affected when you're around somebody that's running a certain energy. And we go and sit with spiritual leaders to get that energy from them, right? It's just basic resonance of one person into another. And it happens in the quantum field besides just being around people as well. So that's really cool. Once you've got your resonant frequency of love, right? So now we've got the voice frequency, the key you sing in. We've got your home note, which is the basis of your metabolism. And we have the frequency of love, not your voice, the frequency of love, of the essence of love in you, right? Okay. Then there's one other, and that is your soul note. Now, I used to think, and it could still be, that the note where you're at peace is your soul note, right? So when we find the soul note, seems like it would make sense, unless God is messing with us, right, that where you're at peace is your soul, right? It's like your soul going to be some other weird note in you. Well, who knows? So I was just talking to an intuitive, a psychic, a few weeks ago, and she said your soul note is separate than your metabolism. Right? She said that your soul note, rather your metabolism, is like your body note. It's the note that actually you are born with before your soul comes in. I've now heard from a few people that your soul doesn't come in right at the beginning. In fact, one person said the later your soul comes in when you're in the womb, the more advanced of a soul you are normally, right? And so the soul waits until your physical body is more developed before it comes in, when it's more advanced, which is interesting. I mean, who knows any of this, right? But that's what they're saying. So I said, okay, well, how do we find the soul note? And she said, look in a person's eyes. And I'm like, okay, how does that work, right? When I look in a person's eyes, I feel something, but I don't know how to translate that into a note. I said, is there any technology to do it? And she said, you can actually shine a light into the eye, a full spectrum light, and then take the reflection off the eyes and put it through a prism and see what colors it actually shows on a piece of paper, and that will tell you the frequency. Of course, we'd have to change light frequencies to sound frequencies, right? I'm like, whoa, okay, that's a trip. And I said, well, wouldn't it be better if we found the soul frequency of a baby before society and parents have messed them up, right? And she said, yes. And I said, well, might we kill the baby or blind them with a light in their eyes? And she said, just do a quick flash, right? And I'm like, holy moly, that would be really a trip if we could find that, and then really find that frequency. She also said that the first sound that a baby makes when they come out of the womb is also another clue as to their soul note. And she said that it's like, would be really cool to record that first sound and use that key, that note, and, you know, tune music to that note of the first sound they make when they come out of the womb. I'm like, whoa. That was really interesting. She also said you can do it when they're in the womb. You can actually find the note by having the mother go through all the notes, right? You don't want to use technology when they're in the womb because they're really fragile, right? So you have the mother sing each of the notes, just tone it, right? You can have a tone generator so she could know what to tone. Do it bit by slowly. And then she said, put a microphone on the belly button and see what the reaction of the baby is, right? Mother could probably even feel it, right? So, you know, when you get the right note, the baby will tone back. No, I'm sorry. The baby will, you know, there'll be a reaction and send them kicking and, you know, you'll feel the peace, or there may even be a sound coming out through the belly button into the mic. What a trip, all of this, right? If all of this is true, this is really interesting. Right? So ultimately, we will know how to find a person's soul note, and we may just do it intuitively. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people know how to do this. I know one of our instructors, Jamie Liu, she knows how to find not only your soul note, your soul song, right? So there's people that can find it intuitively, right? So once we have that, we then have a chord, which is your soul note, your voice note, your note of love, and your metabolism note, right? Four main notes of you. And that's a really important chord that should be in harmony, right? And so this intuitive was also saying it's important to get those really in harmony, right? And even move, because sometimes we get off from them. She said the soul note is the most important, but she said love is really important as well. Your note of love, right? It's because, you know, your metabolism could go up and down a little bit based on well, God, all types of things, including weight loss or weight gain, right? So this is really interesting to find a chord of you, a four-note chord, right? And so I think we will be able to do this very soon with an app, right? And you can just put it in your phone and then play that chord of you, right? And octavize it down to get a rhythm of you, right? This is it's a whole new world out there, right? It's like this is just now coming up in the last few weeks. I never thought about all of this before. Now I have thought about the actual chord of the different bodies in you, because Alice Bailey actually talks about the soul note, which she says is the same from lifetime to lifetime. If you change your soul note, you'd be a different soul, right? It's not just a note, it's a frequency, specific frequency that carries your essence from lifetime to lifetime, right? But then she says there is a frequency for your physical body, which would be the body note we were just talking about, your metabolism. There's a frequency of your mental body. Now we could find that one with EEG. We could see what, you know, brainwave rate you're at when you're in the zone, I assume, right? And then there's a note for your personality. I don't have a clue how to find a personality note. There are actually charts that show the different energy and what ray you are for each of the physical, your soul, and then the mental body, and then your personality note as well, right? So there's a chart that shows the different rays based on energy, whether you're a certain type of energy. Some is like more loving, some is more creative, some is more devotional. There's all these different rays, and there are people that have assigned these rays to different notes. So in the classes, we actually, in the degree program, we've actually found the different notes of the soul and the mental body, emotional body, I forgot to mention, the emotional body, and then the physical body, and then the personality. These five notes, soul, mental, emotional, personality, and physical, right? Now, what's interesting is there's a book by Benjamin Krem, two books actually, where he, in the back of the book, he shows the five notes for every famous person that ever lived, right? Including Beethoven, Jesus, I mean, even the Buddha, right? All these different famous painters and famous musicians, famous people through the history of time, like hundreds of them, right? They've got the five notes for that person. And so that's a chord right there. A little bit different than what I was talking about before, because we're talking about emotional note and the note of your emotions and the note of your personality. Again, I don't have a clue to how to find the emotional note. I mean, physical body, mental body, maybe soul, right? But motion and personality note, I mean, I can look at the different types of energy on the chart and see, but as far as the actual note, to hear that, I don't know where to look, right? But one day we will. And we're getting very close to it, right? So that we will know the full chord of you. And that's really cool, because now we're not just finding your main note, we're finding the whole chord of you, right? Which I believe will tie into the frequency or note of each of the auras, right? The seven auras, right? Which will tie in directly to the frequency of each of the chakras, right? Which then go into the endocrine glands, right down to, with hormones, down to every organ, down to every cell. So we would now have the entire, like the whole chord of you. Now, this is where it gets really interesting, because, you know, I think I mentioned in the last few weeks about finding the actual musical interval relationship of the entire body based on the frequency of each of the 70 trillion cells, right? So there's a device called the Raman spectroscopy where we can find the frequency of each of the cells. Then we can find the musical interval relationship, right, between the two. And if a frequency is lower or higher, that relationship will still be the same, right? A little higher, a little lower, right? So that musical interval chord, 70 trillion note chord, 70 trillion cells, right? 70 trillion note chord, holy moly. Take a little artificial intelligence to find that. That's the template of human perfection, right? So the question is, and I don't know the answer to it, is where in the body is the template of perfection of a human versus the template or chord or frequency detail of you? Right? Where is it the same in humans and where is it different? Right? It's like the Schumann resonance is an archetypal frequency that actually makes the heart stronger. They've done clinical research and it makes the heart stronger. And it's the same frequency, right? It's in the atmosphere. It's not tuned to you. They also say 40 hertz. Is good for everybody. It's good for dementia, for everybody. It has nothing to do with you, right? I was talking to the intuitive and she said, there's a frequency of the earth. And I said, whoa, what's that? And we found it was around 23 hertz or so. And then she said, there's a frequency of the sun, right? It's around 37 hertz, right? This is not based on any of the charts that people come up with, which normally base it on the number of seconds it takes for the planet to go around the sun or how fast it spins, right? So those are archetypal frequencies which affect us in a really big way. We're totally tuned to the earth and the sun, right? I mean, it's like the main frequencies we're tuned to. But how do those frequencies relate to your soul or your personality or your emotional body or your physical body, right? And where in the body are they separated? I mean, which part of the system is running you? Which part of the system is running the archetype of human, right? We should know this. I mean, this is like, it's pretty easy. I mean, if you were to do a research project, you could easily test a bunch of people and see where frequencies are the same and where they're different, right? I mean, that's like really cool. And then we're really onto something where we can actually find those archetypal frequencies, get you tuned to the whole solar system, right? All the planets, get you tuned to the Earth at least, get you back to, you know, the Schumann resonance in the atmosphere around the Earth that we're tuned to, get you back to the sun frequency, the essence. It was funny. I said to this psychic, I said, well, what will happen if we, you know, get this, the Earth and the sun and the Schumann resonance and 40 hertz all together at once? Will we explode? And she goes, we'll explode in love. It's interesting. Isn't it a trip that when you really get tuned in, there's love there, right? Which means it makes it total sense that our entire solar system or God that we are a part of is love, right? And we just have to tune in to who we are a part of, which we are that, and there's love there, right? So it's this whole realm of retuning to ourselves. Now, what I do is once we find your home note, I actually play. I have a CD that I give people, and I want to play it for you just a bit because this is my home note. So if you guys have watched me or been on this talk a while, you've gotten to know me and you know the key of my voice, right? And you know me. So I am a beat, not my voice, but me. I am a beat. So I'm going to play a bit of a song here in B. I'll just play like 5 minutes of awakening here. Let's see. I'll go back. Wrong song. Okay. And see if you notice that in me. It's kind of interesting, huh? Okay. I'm going to play it in theta so I can go into the zone here. Okay. So I'm going to just play like 5 minutes here. Okay. 6 minutes. Here we go. Okay. Check this out. See if you can see it in me. It's asking a lot, right? Thank you. It's interesting. The high notes bliss me out, and the low note brings me home at the same time. Totally brings me to a place of peace and stillness, right? But just imagine a whole chord of you, that template of perfection of you, also the template of perfection of you tied to the template of perfection for all humans. This is where we're headed. So that you just turn on your phone, play your song, right? And you are back to perfect health, completely connected to all that is. And there's universal love there. Hold that energy for the rest of the weekend, at least the rest of the night. For the rest of the week coming up, the months coming up, years coming up. Imagine being you, completely at peace in lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.